Welcome to Revive Families Connecting Hearts with researcher, author, speaker, and coach Jeff Schott. Jeff is devoted to keeping the hearts of parents and kids connected. He developed Influential Parenting, a comprehensive program designed to help parents target the root of behavior issues rather than whacking away at the surface. Jeff also wrote the book Going, Going, Gone, which helps parents understand the reasons kids depart the faith. It gives parents the information they need to open conversations with their kids to prevent this outcome. Learn more about Revive Family, its resources and coaching for families at revivefamily.com.
Welcome back to Revive Families Connecting Hearts. I'm Jeff Schott, the founder of Revive Family, and we're continuing in this series, Mama Bear, Amazing Moms. And it's a series I highly recommend dads listen to. Because as I prepared for this series, it really helped me see the load and stress that moms tend to carry, and specifically the mom in my own home, Dee Dee, my amazing wife. This series really helped me see things through her eyes and why I need to step in and help her find more breaks, more time away from the kids. In today's program, I want to take some time to encourage single moms, as well as the dads that are no longer with them. Single moms face a unique challenge, especially if they have the kids a majority of the time. They not only face that long work week that the study found that we talked about earlier in the series, where the average mom puts in 98 hours a week, but now they face doing that without a partner, without someone to step in when things get rocky with their kids. They often find themselves under more financial pressure and as a result have a harder time finding breaks for themselves as well as finding time in each day to enjoy their child. And dads, that's where maybe we can help, even if we're no longer with them. There are a number of things we can do as dads that will support our kids' moms and thereby really give our kids the best shot at growing up in a healthy, positive, confident, successful manner. And as I've worked with families that have been through divorce, one thing that I've seen too often is parents not being able to let go of the past hurt, which can lead to ongoing bitterness and conflict between the parents, which really doesn't help the single mom do a great job being a mom, and it doesn't help the kids grow up in a confident, healthy way. So dads, please stop and ask yourself if you've been providing your ex-wife the support, the encouragement, and all the assistance you can provide, if not for her, for your kids, for their development, so that they grow up without the baggage, without the wounds that can take them down negative paths that none of us want to see our kids go down. And I know sometimes it's really hard for us men to see our weaknesses, to own them, and then to apologize. But that's what I'm going to ask you to do. If God's tugging on your heart and you're thinking maybe you haven't done all you can do to really provide a stable foundation for your kids by supporting your ex-wife, I know an apology, shift in our attitudes, and adopting a generous spirit can really change the dynamics of any situation. And it'll bless your kids in so many ways and really help protect them from all the dangers that are out there in the world. And while I wasn't planning to go there on this broadcast, it's what God put on my heart, so here we have it. Dads, I know it's hard, but listen to the Holy Spirit inside your heart and please support your kids by being positive, generous, and encouraging with your ex. And if you haven't listened to this whole series, you may want to. It may help soften your heart and give you some ideas of ways that you can step in and really be a great dad for your kid. You can go back and listen to the whole Amazing Mom series by going to revivefamily.com. That's revivefamily.com/podcasts. So, single moms out there that are listening, know, being a married dad, there's no way I can fully understand everything you face. But from reading what I've read and working with single moms and their kids, I know the stress, pressure, and loneliness you can face is really significant. But I also want to encourage you because as I've worked with some of your kids, even those that are struggling, I often find that they are less entitled, more responsible, and better prepared for life on their own as they hit the adolescent years. The fact that they need to pick up some more responsibility around the house, do laundry at younger ages, help with the cooking, is not a negative thing. In doing this coaching between single moms and their kids, there are some things that I know are really important for you single moms to be aware of and to incorporate into your lives so that you can remain positive and happy and not find your kids sliding off down roads that you don't want them to go down. I'll never forget this one single mom who reached out to me about a year after she came to one of our influential parenting events. And she said, "I need some help. My daughter's struggling, and I don't know where to turn." She was fearful because her daughter was beginning to react, was as big as her, and had actually gotten physical with her the previous week, and it had turned into an all-out brawl. And there were a number of things that contributed to this outcome. Probably first and foremost was this mom wasn't happy. She was running herself ragged and hadn't really found the time or the help to recover and heal from what she had been through in this relationship that led to the divorce. She threw herself into work, struggling to keep her head above water financially, and found herself feeling a bit trapped, which came out in various ways with her daughter that left her daughter feeling distant and like maybe she was the cause of her mom's issues. And because mom really never took the time to stop and grieve and heal from what happened in the divorce, and the daughter felt like she needed to be strong for her mom at age 8, 9 when the divorce occurred, the daughter hadn't really stopped and processed what had gone on either. She hadn't dealt with some of the things that had been done to her by her dad. She hadn't dealt with the loss of having a whole family. She hadn't really grieved and healed as well. And this is ultimately what would lead to the breakdown in their relationship. They were close at first after the divorce, and the daughter picked up responsibilities and did cook and did clean and did do laundry. But as the daughter got older and the adolescent brain kicked in and the daughter started to forget some things as a result and her emotional regulation went offline, a lot of the hurts, a lot of the wounds that were down inside her began to surface years later. And her mom interpreted it as bad behavior and tried to fix it in that vein, leading to increasing conflict and things being said by both mom and daughter that really wounded each other because they hadn't healed from the previous wounds. And this conflict really left this girl feeling completely alone, and it's what drove her into seeking some escape behaviors with her friends that led to the conflict and the brawl that ensued. Neither mom nor daughter were bad people. They had good hearts. They had good intentions, but they were wounded and they were triggering each other's wounds. If you're a single mom with an adolescent and you're starting to see some of these things happen in your home, please feel free to reach out to me. Go to revivefamily.com. Go to the bottom of the page, click on our contact form and contact me, and we'll set up a time to talk. So single moms out there, if you've got younger kids at home and you've encountered a divorce and you're now a single parent, learn from this story and make sure that you're taking the time to do the work with God in your heart, in your soul, to bring healing so that you can be happy and positive. It's absolutely essential, not just for you to enjoy life, but for you to provide a strong, stable foundation for your kids so that they can end up being positive, caring, compassionate children who will go out and make a difference in the world. As I was looking for information and ideas to help single moms, to encourage you, I ran across this article, 10 Ways to Reduce Single Parent Stress. It cites the study that we talked about earlier in the series that indicates that one out of every four moms are a single parent. The article can be found on parents.com. And the article begins by talking about finances and the severe financial pressure single moms often find themselves under, especially if the child support isn't coming in. And while maybe it's one of the least favorite things for us to do as adults, I know how profound it's been for my family when we've taken it seriously. Developing a budget and involving your kid in seeing that budget can be a lifesaver. The budgeting system that Dee Dee and I were trained in right after we got married was just amazing. It takes some time and it takes some effort, but it allowed us to save money working as missionaries, raising monthly support to work on college campuses. And I'd be happy to give you information on that as well, should you contact me. While a budget may seem like restrictions, it actually leads to so much more freedom, especially mental freedom, by decreasing stress, removing the financial pressure, decreasing the worry, allowing us to sleep better at night, which is so important for single moms. A good night's sleep can make the difference between having a long, hard day and a day where happiness can be seen in our eyes and faces. Another vital thing, according to the article, was developing a support system. And with almost every single mom I've worked with in coaching, they didn't have a support system. It left them feeling really alone and exhausted. Whether it's our parents or friends who will step in and watch our kids or take them for a night so that we can get a break, it's really important. What I've seen get in the way of this is that when we've been hurt, it's really easy to withdraw, to choose to be independent, so that we're not taking a risk with our heart again, so we're not taking a risk of being betrayed or let down yet one more time. And one of the things we do really poorly in our culture is to open up and be transparent with these thoughts and feelings with our own parents, where we may need to sit down and get honest with some of the hurts we have with them and work through them to build a stronger relationship so that they can be involved and help us, or by opening up with some casual friends at church about your exhaustion, about the struggles, and about your fears of allowing someone in and being let down again. The Bible says when we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have true fellowship with one another. And I've seen it over and over again, but I've also seen how strongly we fear truly opening up and being honest with those around us. In my coaching, whether it's with a teen, an adolescent, or a parent, when I've gotten them to step out and take that step, the response has always been far better than they imagined, and it led to such great things in those relationships that often they couldn't believe it. So single moms out there, make sure you're taking the time to deal with your own wounds. Make sure you're encouraging your kids to deal with their wounds. And part of that is learning to share transparently with one another, sharing those feelings, those hurts between you and your kids, but also opening up with others and trusting God to bring that support network around you. When we come back, we'll continue looking at things that can reduce the stress of single parents, especially you single moms, as I hope to encourage you, because the kids that I'm seeing that I work with single moms are in many ways so much better prepared for life on their own. We'll be back with more of Revive Families Connecting Hearts, Mama Bear Amazing Mom series in just a couple of moments. Hey, parents out there, I hope you're finding our radio program, podcast, and blogs really helpful. You can find them all at revivefamily.com. Back in November, our board voted to make all our resources free. So all our blogs, all our podcasts, even our Influential Parenting Academy and parent support phone calls as you go through that program are all available to you for free, because we want to short circuit the breakdown in the parent-child relationship that we're seeing happen so much in our society today. So please go to revivefamily.com, sign up at the bottom of the page, and what you'll get is a weekly summary of the different resources that we release during that week. And if you create a login, you'll have access to a number of other resources, including our Influential Parenting Academy. Even though it's free, please don't believe that it's been compromised. It's not at all. It's every bit as robust as other things like Love and Logic and Total Transformation, but coming at it from a completely different angle. One that doesn't tie us up in battles around the consequences we're using to try and change our kids' behavior. We have a big God, and last I checked, it was the Holy Spirit that was in charge of sanctifying or changing our kids. So go to revivefamily.com today, go to products, click on Influential Parenting and sign up today. It's free. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back to Revive Families Connecting Hearts. I'm Jeff Schott, and we're in this series, Mama Bear, Amazing Moms. And in this session, we're talking about single parents and all the extra pressure and stress they face, and how single parents can decrease that stress, end up happier, and develop kids who will be confident, healthy, positive, and ready for life on their own. And just before the break, we were talking about setting up that support network. And I was speaking to the absolute vital nature, the importance of being transparent with where you're really at. I know we want to seem like we have it all together, sometimes, especially within the church. But if you want to tear down the walls of loneliness and find some help so you can get some time to yourself to heal, to get those vital breaks so that you don't burn out, like we talked about earlier in the series, transparency is key. If you want to go back and listen to the first part of this program or the entire series, go to revivefamily.com/podcasts. That's revivefamily.com/podcasts. Another way to reduce stress, not just for us, but for our kids, is by establishing a daily routine. We've talked about it on our show previously, that the brain is actually designed to seek rest. It's why we form habits. It's why we seek out routines and can find ourselves stuck at times because of them. But when we've been through a traumatic event like a divorce, we're dealing with the stress and pressure of being a single parent, it's easy to let the tyranny of the urgent take over, which basically turns us into firefighters, dealing with whatever flares up next, making it difficult to impossible to develop a routine, which literally will wear us out, wear out our mental energy, because the brain seeks routine to find rest. And when we're in a wounded place where emotions are taking us up and down and all over the map, adopting a schedule can seem daunting, but it really will bring peace. It really will bring rest to your brain. In the article, 10 Ways to Reduce Single Parent Stress, it suggests scheduling meals, bedtime, and other family functions at regular hours so that your child knows exactly what to expect each day, which will help them feel more secure and help you feel more organized. It'll only take a few days, maybe 2 weeks, to fall into that routine, which will bring comfort and rest to you as a single mom. The article also talks about being consistent with discipline, but given the negative connotation of that word today and how we tend to interpret that as parents, I would definitely underemphasize that and encourage you to take influential parenting today. You want to have access to help your child heal and remain close leading into and through the adolescent years. The next point in the article is really important, but the title itself is a bit misleading. It says, treat kids like kids, which might immediately lead you to think this means not giving your kids some additional responsibilities like laundry or cooking a meal at age 8, 9, or 10. And as I share those ages, some of the parents may be saying, no way, you can't do that. They're using a stove. It's too dangerous. Given what we teach and the right approach, we see kids all the time, age 7, 8, 9, 10, taking on very real responsibilities and handling them incredibly well. What the article meant by treat kids like kids was not relying on them heavily for comfort, compassion, sympathy, for emotional support. We need to see them as kids who are more emotional than us and have their own emotions that they're trying to deal with that we need to help draw out of them. It's especially important to guard against letting our frustrations with our ex spill out and undermine the relationship our kid has with their parent, because both parents are essential, according to all the research, to developing confident, secure, successful kids that won't end up with mental health issues. This is where that support system and transparency can really help you out. If you find some people you can begin to share with openly so that you don't feel like you need to share it with your children. And the next part of this is so accurate and also really biblical. Abolish guilt from your vocabulary. And this is important not just for you, but also for your kid, because the research shows that most kids following a divorce feel as if in some way, shape, or form it was their fault. So they're dealing with guilt as well. If you're a believer, you're forgiven past, present, and future sins. And it doesn't pay to dwell on the mistakes made in the past. It makes us more negative about ourselves. It can keep us in a frustrated or negative mindset, and it literally prevents healing. Here's an example. If you fall down the stairs and bruise your arm and your ribs, and the next morning get up and you're really sore and you go look at it in the mirror and there's this big bruise and you go, well, I'll start feeling better tomorrow. But the next morning when you get up, before you go look in the mirror, you punch yourself in that same place in the ribs, it's not going to look better and it's not going to feel better. In fact, it may look and feel worse, which is what guilt can do to you. It can keep you trapped in a wounded place. Accept God's forgiveness, put away the negativity, and shed some tears of grief, and allow yourself to go through the grieving process because it's biblical. The word grief or grieving appears 64 times in the Bible. The next two things kind of go hand in hand. Take time for your children and take time for yourself. I would invert these two and make it take time for yourself and take time for your children. And here's why. If you're not taking time for yourself, doing things that will recharge your batteries, you're not going to be much good in the times you take with your kids because you're going to be exhausted, have a hard time being excited playing the game, have a hard time paying attention and listening. So that time to yourself is essential to having regular time with your kids where you seek to enjoy them, have fun together, pull out a card game, pull out a board game, go for a walk, play with your pets together. This fun time is essential for our hearts as parents, and it's vital for our kids. And it really does help us get into a better mood and stay more positive. She is so vital for single parents, given all the challenges that they face. If you can get up in the morning with the sense that it's going to be a good day or a great day, it will translate into your morning, it will be contagious with your kids, and it will positively impact your productivity at work. And when we're positive, we're less stressed. If we're viewing things negatively, we'll experience a far higher degree of stress, and that will negatively impact the relationship with your child, lead to more reactions, which can often lead to just more negativity, which is a vicious cycle in the wrong direction. And this is part of where your self-care can really help. Working out, scheduling regular meals, cooking for those meals, involving your child in planning those meals and shopping with you. All of these things can reduce stress and help us feel more organized and more positive about ourselves. It's so tragic today because I work with so many adults and kids that have adopted really negative core values about themselves. And why that's tragic is it's just not the way God sees us. He doesn't see our failure and our sin. He doesn't focus on our weaknesses. He wants his love, his grace, and his forgiveness to lift up our spirits, to help us not beat ourselves up, our failures in the past with our spouse, or our failures in the present and past with our kids. Because when we beat ourselves up, it's proven that it's hard to go back, reflect, learn, and heal. He wants us to invite him in and to allow his spirit to change our hearts, to circumcise our hearts, to sanctify us from the inside out so that we're not having to control ourselves and be self-disciplined, but that we're transformed to be positive in a close relationship with God and to be positive and in close relationships with our families because we're loved, we're adopted, we're heirs. Because he loves us unconditionally, in spite of all of our weaknesses. If he's not focused on them, why should we? So adopt a positive mindset about yourself. It'll help you adopt a positive mindset about life and your kids in spite of their weaknesses and failures. And please contact me if you've got questions or concerns, or for the coupon code you can use to take our online influential parenting class for free. So please leave this week feeling positive about yourself, giving yourself the freedom to take breaks, allowing yourself to grieve and let the hurts out, and allowing the Holy Spirit in to heal your heart so that some of the pressure comes off. You can help your child seek healing within as well, allowing you both to have a positive outlook and perspective of each other, of the family as it is now, and of the future. Thank you for joining me this week for Revive Families Connecting Hearts. We'll be back next week talking about developing patience. Have a great week.
That's it for this edition of Revive Families Connecting Hearts with Jeff Schott. We'll return again soon with another program designed to help you become a wiser, more effective, more influential parent. Jeff's website is revivefamily.com.
Revive Families Connecting Hearts is produced in association with Faith Radio. Jeff Schott is a pastoral counselor and coach. He is not a licensed healthcare professional. What you've heard is not a substitute for seeking professional, medical, or psychological support.